like to call the meeting to order, the October 25th, 2012 meeting. Do we have a roll call, please?
Governor Klein, Secretary Schneider, Chair Wolf.
Here.
Director Day.
Here.
Director Darcy.
Here.
Director Gonzalez.
Here.
Director Peterson.
Here.
Director Reddick.
Here.
Director Sweeney.
Here.
Director Towns.
Here.
Director Wiseman.
Here.
We have a forum.
Thank you very much. I have not received any notification of anyone interested in making public comment. Is there anyone who would like to make public comment? No? Okay. Thank you. So then what I'd like to do is call for a motion for approval of the regular board meeting and the executive session minutes from September 27th.
Motion approved.
Second.
Are there any questions or concerns about the minutes? I'm sorry we ended up getting the executive meeting out late. We were editing. Any questions or comments on the minutes? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions?
I abstain.
Okay. Thank you. Would you like to say anything? It was just because you were on
the committee. I said I was on the committee, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The other thing, sort of business item we have is approval of the 2013 employee holiday date, which should have been circulated and are on the machines. Are there any questions, comments, or concerns about those? Okay. May I hear a motion?
Okay.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Good. Well, then, what I'd like to do is move to the board committee reports, and we'll start with Director Peterson.
Thank you. Finance Committee met last week on October 17th, and Mike Kelch gave a 2013 tentative budget presentation. We talked about modest growth for the coming year, about 1.3%, which equates to about $13 million, versus 2012 with the new total increase, it was about a 40% increase, 40% increase with about $270 million in revenue. So about 1.3% increase coming into the new year of growth. I'm not going to go into too much detail because Mike's going to give his presentation again that he gave to the Finance Committee so we can ask questions during their presentation. We also approved in Finance the approval of the audit expense fund of $519,000 paid to KPMG for the 2011 financial compliance audit. That is basically done through the Auditor General. We're contracted with them, the KPMG. We got about 5,700 hours, I think, of audit internal audit work. We got our money's worth from that audit. So that was approved and moved to the full board. We also approved an extension of the existing standby bond purchase agreement for the 98 Series B variable rate bonds. Basically, it's an agreement where the firm is obligated to purchase the bonds in the event that we are not able to remarket those variable rate bonds. And also, maybe Paula wants to talk, Paula, we had a meeting last week prior to the Finance Committee meeting with our financial advisors in preparation for the upcoming fiscal year as far as going to market, which I'm not, I don't know if you wanted to talk about that or say anything about that meeting or probably not.
Well, no, I'm happy to do that. I just, Christy and Mike and Bill and Director Peterson and I met with the financial advisors whom you had approved earlier just to talk to them about our cash situation and what they thought the market was looking like in terms of going out. We've talked about going out into the market over the next year. And, you know, we have an obligation, and that's part of the reasons that we'll be looking at this tentative budget. You saw the end of the annual budget last time. We have an obligation to make sure that there's adequate resources and cash flow to be able to support the work that we're doing, and then also figure out how much we should go into the market for and what the timing should be. So that will be a set of questions that will come back to the board. This was a very preliminary meeting with the financial advisors just to get an overview from them of where they think we stand. They were quite positive about where the tollway stands. I think nobody's quite sure about the market, but obviously interest rates are good. And we also talked a little bit about the question of whether we should be doing something about the variable rate bonds, which we had, as you remember, refinanced last year. So having a preliminary discussion with the advisors, I thought, was a useful place to start, and we really have more detail on that, both in Mark's committee and then going forward to the full board. Anybody who's deeply and profoundly interested in that, we should invite to come to Mark's, the Finance Committee meeting when we take this up. There'll be more detail and questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Business Assistant presented one item, an amendment to the total revenue management and maintenance program. Was previously approved by the board. Procurement had one item, a sole source contract awarded to Meridian Systems. Continued the service of our web-based program management. We are going to go out for a formal bid process, I think, at the end of this year or beginning of next year.
Correct, yes.
Go forward. Engineering had four professional service contracts on the last bulletin. There were about $26 million in contracts awarded, $6 million to DBE firms that were committed. There were two mentor-protege agreements that we had. We had one joint venture and one new DBE sub-consultant that was brought on board. In addition, we talked about work order changes. We talked about C5, all the presentation on that. C5 stands for, of course, the five C's of construction,
cost, cost controls, community.
So basically, there's oversight there of the change order policies that were put in place. Paul made a short presentation on that. There was a slight change order of one of the contracts. There was some unforeseen unsuitable materials along the highway there that was identified, and in future we're going to discuss those prior to going out to contract about basically with this unforeseen cost in the end of the contract. We're trying to expedite the procurement process going forward. Legal had five items, intergovernmental agreement with IDOT for payment repatching of I-355. We also had an amendment with the University of South Dakota regarding a study of ecological behavior as part of our 355 Army Corps of Engineers agreement. There was a professor there with U of I, and he has now moved to the University of South Dakota, so the contract moved with that professor over there to continue the study in place with that scientist regarding specifically to some kind of dragon butterfly.
Hines,
that's right.
Dragon
butterfly. There was workers' comp settlement proposed, deferred to executive section today. There was a resolution to establish the guidelines for local advisory committee. Rocco presented that. We talked about those guidelines. I think there's going to be more discussion today in our meeting at the leave. I see here my notes.
The guide for this.
The Elgin O'Hare.
He presented before. I don't know how. We can certainly discuss it more. We were going to take the vote on enacting, I think, the committee today.
Okay. And I believe that. Thank you.
Thank you. I thought it was a really good committee meeting. I just want to comment on the cost overrun question. I was not a member of the tollway board. I kept thinking that's got to be the way that people do nefarious things. That you bid your contract at one level and then you cost overrun. But I just, so one reason that the committee continues to review this and Paul and his group keep such careful track of this is just to make sure that we're not seeing any patterns of people having coming back with cost overruns, and the quarterly report that you get on a regular basis documents that. But Paul reported that our cost overruns are infinitesimal. Can you give us the number off the top of your head?
Yeah, and you summarized it well, Chair. I wanted everyone to know that we have a very thorough, open, and transparent process for handling these changes. That these changes are going to be unavoidable in some cases, and they're going to happen, and we're going to have to make sure that we're processing them in a timely manner to keep the program on schedule and on budget. So 10,000 of these advance notices, authorizations to proceed, we call them, were processed thus far since the creation of this C5 process, and it resulted in a net of a $1 million increase over $4 billion worth of work, so that is much less than 1%. We know we are well within the industry averages for these changes. And you did ask me to try to give you a heads up, if I anticipated that there were going to be any changes, that were going to be coming up on any of the jobs. And I think in my presentation, I also told you we did expedite our design work on 990 because we got a late start on our design contracts due to some procurement delays this year. So the plans went up. But basically, I wanted you to know that we would have to pay for this work regardless. Ideally, I like to make the plans as complete as possible and describe all the conditions that I can possibly describe. But in the end, we would have to pay for this work regardless. If you encounter unsuitable material, you have to remove it and you have to replace it. We know we're getting we have a very thorough process for evaluating the prices that we have to negotiate after award, and we know we're getting competitive prices, even though they weren't included in the original documents, because we have lots of historical data on this work.
Well, I personally feel comfortable, and I hope the rest of the board does, and if you have any questions about cost overruns, and we should also be just about, you know, keeping track of patterns. Are there certain situations where there end up being more cost overruns than others? And I know we have an inspector general who watches carefully everything we do, so that we, while we should be monitoring ourselves, he is sort of certainly monitoring us as well. So I appreciate the time that people spend. Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Director Wisner?
Thank you.
Jake Planning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Strategic Planning Committee met on the 17th of October as well. We had a busy meeting. And to begin with, we got an update on some various of our planning efforts on projects that are at initial stages in many cases. The I-294-I-57 quarterly meeting is planned for November 13th. The I-90 Eastern Section Outreach meeting is planned for November 2nd. The Elgin O'Hare Western Access Local Advisory meeting is planned for the 29th, next week. And the Illinois 53/120 project CMAP approval and application for a corridor land use plan that will be initiated early next year. And in addition, the upcoming professional services bulletin for the tollway will include an item for the 53/120 project. We had a visit from PACE. Their executive director, TJ Ross, and his staff presented their I-90 transit vision, which I have to say was very interesting. They talked a little bit, had obviously some experience from 355 that they shared with us, and found that some of the moves that they had made there, the bus rapid transit, et cetera, had certainly distinctly increased their ridership. They have in place a good plan on I-90 right now, but what they're looking for is to expand that to be and also to be in a position to use the bus rapid transit or use the shoulder lane as needed. And it's, I think, a pretty aggressive and comprehensive plan as well. So they're moving forward along with us, and I think they stated how important it was, our relationship is, as we move forward, that we move forward together. Certainly that's our sentiment as well, so we'll be very mindful of that going forward. The interchange policy that's been before our committee in front of you on occasion of late is pretty well ready to be wrapped up. We had posted that. We've got a number of inputs to our website, and some of them were typically, or some of them were simply saying, yes, we want this or that interchange to happen. But many of them were of some substance, and it helped us, I think, clarify and broaden the spectrum for consideration of projects. We have definitely made a written commitment. I think we've done well at it in the past, but we made a written commitment to make sure we're including and engaging the communities in evaluating toll rates as well as traffic impacts. We had looking for an extension or extension of the revenue recovery period. We actually did make some changes in certain circumstances to extend that somewhat to 15 years. In some cases, we had suggestions to extend it beyond that. We took a close look at that, had a long conversation, and felt that that wasn't the best way to do it, not what we would recommend ourselves. So the committee is basically approve the changes and recommendations in our policy, and it will be coming forward for consideration for the full board here probably next month.
It hasn't been the practice for us to have those policies approved at the full board level.
Okay.
We could, though, certainly, and the full board always sees them if you have an opportunity to weigh in.
And the policy is posted on the Fullway website, and we'll make sure if you don't have it, that you have a good look at that before. Blue board policy, interesting subject. We have had kind of a pilot policy for the I-90 rural areas in existence, and we went back and touched base with the folks who were utilizing that opportunity for blue boards, and that was a lodging-only policy, so they were the only ones who had access to that. Those individuals reported that they were very, very happy with the program. And so what we are doing is looking at considering extending that policy for other areas of the tollway that are considered rural. And the federal highway folks have basically indicated that there are major safety issues in urban areas for that, much sign clutter, et cetera. So we're considering what are called rural areas only, or defined as rural areas only at this time, but we're looking at enhancing the program to include all those rural areas in the tollway system in rural areas. And the program would include not only lodging, but commercial attractions as well. And it would be a phased implementation, and it would be based on confirmed participation before signs are erected. And the initial annual fees would be about $2,000, it looks like. And the annual ongoing fee would be just under $1,000.
$950.
So the proposed traffic generator and specific signage policy guide is now open for public comment through November 7th, and we'll collect those public comments and present the Center of the Strategic Planning Committee meeting as well, and hope to move forward on this new policy, which I think will be very beneficial to the hotels, lodging facilities, and commercial attractions along the tollway, and I think it would be a benefit to economic development, which is I think we see as even more important than usual in these economic times. So I think this will help give a boost to those system. So if there's any questions on that at all? If not, that concludes my report.
I would just make two comments. First, for those of you who weren't there, the committee was very diligent about going through all the comments of the interchange policy. Some people, believe it or not, we have very strong feelings about the interchange policy. We have one community that had a lot of suggestions. So while we won't review it here as a board, the committee did thoroughly vet it. And then the only other point I would make about the PACE presentation is just to link it up to an experience that Christy and I had the other day, where we appeared with Director or Secretary Schneider on a panel. And just the appreciation that I would like to express for Christy and the rest of the staff here for working with the other agencies. I think the discussion on Jane Addams and what we're thinking about doing there, both in terms of construction, where some of the congestion that occurs on Jane Addams is a byproduct of what IDOT does or doesn't do, and then also the bus rapid transit and the PACE has been involved with us in studying and trying to figure out. Just, I have experienced situations where the other agencies are unwilling to cooperate, and we just can't do our job if they don't. So I'm very appreciative that Christy and her staff have set the tone, and I know that Rocco works really hard on this as well, where we know what our opportunities are and what the challenges are that each of the agencies have, and we try to help one another work through those. And I think that Secretary Schneider in particular is really a wonderful partner for us. So it's and it feels as if the Jane Addams may actually be a sort of hallmark example of how this interagency cooperation is going to be able to really help us design a project and implement a project that's quite different from what we've been able to do in the past. So I appreciate the committee's time and work on that. I don't think I have anything else. I believe that we're going to talk about the construction expo under the executive director's report. Anybody else have anything on committee? Okay, thank you. So we'll turn it over to Christy.
Good, thank you. I'm pleased to introduce Mike Kell. She's going to be first up here to talk through the 2013 budget presentation. He'll talk a little bit about schedule during his presentation, but as many of you recall, the board approves a tentative budget in October. Then we have opportunity for public comment in a couple of forums in November, and then we come back in December to ultimately, hopefully, approve a budget for the upcoming fiscal year. This $1.5 billion spending plan for 2013 provides $922 million in capital investments, double the capital spending from this year. So we're really starting to see the Move Illinois program ramp up. It also includes as much as $1 billion in new bonds in 2013 to provide funding for new and future capital investment. And we've really tried to hold the line on baseline operating costs with an increase of just 4% in baseline operating costs, which does align with our long-term financial plan that we developed for the Move Illinois program. So funds key projects like the continuation of the work on the Jane Addams. We start some work on the Elgin O'Hare Western Access, we assume, in this plan, and also continue work on 294-57. So, you know, a lot going on next year, and of course, you can't ever forget Shauna and her team's work and Joe Cambridge's work to replace the back office system for tolling, and that will continue with the RFP going into next year and selection and hopefully getting that project started. So. Mike, I've stolen all of your headlines.
we're done now.
Yeah. But go for it.
All right. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to be joined in a few minutes by Kathy Williams. She'll help go through the capital program for the proposed 2013 tentative budget. Kathy is our Deputy Chief of Finance. We did, as Director Peterson mentioned, have a good discussion about the tentative budget proposal at the Finance Committee last week. I think, as you're all aware, this is the first kind of formal step in the process of adopting a spending plan for 2013. I think you'll see that that the general theme of this is consistent with the priorities that the Tollway has developed and is generally supportive of the Move Illinois program and the financial plan that we adopted a year ago to help finance that plan. As Christy mentioned, in October, under the provisions of our indenture, we're requested to prepare and approve a tentative budget, present that to the board. In November, we would seek public input and comment on that tentative budget proposal. We have dates scheduled here, the 13th and 14th of November, I believe the 13th here in Central Administration Building, and the 14th at the O'Hare Oasis. In the evening, and the 14th of the order, at least, I believe, at 6 o'clock. So we would take public review and public comment. Any changes that would need to be or would be requested to be made on the board's part as a result of that public comment and input we could make and prepare a final budget for formal adoption in December. I believe you should have copies of the budget document now. The budget is aligned with the Tollway's priorities and a reminder of what we see those as: public safety, enhanced and improved customer service, promotion of the regional economy, fostering environmental responsibility and sustainability, collaborating, Chair Wolf mentioned, collaborating with regional transportation planning agencies, and transparency and accountability. Revenue growth in 2013 is expected to be modest but steady, about a 1.3% growth in toll revenues in 2013. The maintenance and operations budget will support the Move Illinois program, and it will include a base growth increase of about 4%, but will also include some increases to accommodate reclassification of certain items that we have previously allocated to capital that we feel, as a result of our review and as a result of the audit process, are probably more appropriately funded in operations. And finally, year two of the Move Illinois program was funded in this budget, again, about twice the amount of spending in 2013 as we had, we estimate in 2012. A reminder that our revenues under the indenture are allocated in a certain order of priority, and that first order of priority is that the operating needs of the system be addressed so that the tollway is able to collect revenues, maintain the system, pay bondholders. As you can see from this note, about the maintenance and operations budget will increase $15.9 million, including $5.2 million of items previously allocated to other capital. And you'll see down below that we will reduce that other capital item by the amounts that we have previously allocated to capital. And those are, include things like we have a GIS infrastructure management system that we have developed over a period of years that's now really more in the phase of being operational, of being updated occasionally, and as opposed to a really a new investment or a new development, it's really should be moved to capital. We have a bioswale that we developed as an environmental solution, essentially to a retention and drainage issue as an alternative to building retaining walls that we've constructed and developed over the period of the last few years, whose maintenance we're now moving to operations. Several examples of that type is what we're reallocating.
So we talked about this a little bit at the committee, like building a new addition to your house where in your construction phase it's part of your capital expenditure, but then when you have to heat it and cool it and pay for the water and everything, that becomes part of your operating expense of your regular budget. And that's really what we're doing here. We just want to make sure that everybody understands we're not unnecessarily moving this money from one pile of from one category to another. We're really trying to make sure that what we're doing is transparent to people and they understand that the things that we invested in we now have to maintain.
Thank you. After funding operations, you would need to allocate funds for a debt service, pay the principal and interest and other financing costs associated with the debt we issue to build and reconstruct the system. After debt service, there's revenue available. If there's revenue available, it's allocated to two accounts that are both capital accounts. The first one's called renewal and replacement, and it's really designed for capital projects that are just that, replacing, renewing, reconstructing, but not adding capacity or enhancing the system. So improvements are those projects for which we might add a lane, we might, the South Extension, add a roadway or the Elgin O'Hare, or do other enhancements or improvements to the existing system. So in table form, in 2013, we're projecting $986 million of revenue. That's about a $13 million or 1.3% increase over what we budgeted in 2012. It's essentially the growth projected by CDM Smith in toll revenues. We did show here a change in our estimate for 2012. I think if you recall earlier from our discussions about the audit, KPMG had suggested that the previous accounting treatment that was being utilized for a prior auditor with respect to evasion recovery should be modified from an accrual basis to a cash basis. So what we did in 2012 is to reverse out that receivable that was still outstanding at the end of 2011. So this doesn't really represent a change in what's happened out there on the roadway with respect to traffic. It represents an accounting change we've put in place for 2012, which is really a one-time adjustment we will need to make. In fact, in 2012, traffic and toll revenue is still slightly ahead of what we had projected for the budget, but not far enough above that we thought it warranted making an adjustment to the revenue estimate. How is that revenue allocated, that $986 million? We showed earlier the kind of fund flow from to operations and debt service. In 2013, $283 million of that $986 million would be allocated for operations, about $317 million for transfers to our trustee to support principal interest repayments and other financing costs. And then $386 million would be available to deposit into those two capital accounts, the renewal, replacement, and improvement accounts, to help fund our Move Illinois program. I think you'll see later on, $386 million will not be sufficient to fund the entire Move Illinois program, and therefore we'll have a proposal to issue some additional debt to finance those projects. With respect to the maintenance and operations budget, you mentioned about a $15.9 million increase to $283 million, of which $5.2 million reflects those accounting reclassifications from other capital to operations. When you adjust for that amount, the maintenance and operations base growth is $10.7 million, 4%. That increase is what we had planned for in our Move Illinois financing plan. So I have to give credit to front office department chiefs. There was a lot of work put into how do we best get down to that 4% base growth that we can afford in our financial plan and yet achieve the best result and consistent with our priorities. Within that 4% growth, that $10.7 million, there is the ongoing commitment, the ongoing obligation to fund the state employees' retirement system contributions. Recall, this is an amount that's really mandated in state law to help fund the tollways portion, so to speak, of the retirement system costs. That represents nearly one-third of the operating growth, $3.4 million of the $10.7 million operating budget growth. All other increases, about $7.3 million, or about 2.7% of the total budget in 2012.
And Mike,
Well, for the pensions, does that anticipate the General Assembly shifting any of the burden back over in this coming fiscal year? Do we anticipate, as far as the dollars, that we may need to increase to cover additional contributions?
This represents the current benefit program, essentially, the current estimated funding levels required by state employees' retirement system executive director and their personnel. It doesn't reflect any new legislative changes, but what it also doesn't show is the final actuarially approved number that the state employees retirement system will consider at the end of this month. Each year, the state employees retirement system is required to essentially hire an actuary to review the funding needs of the system and estimate a percentage of payroll that agencies are required to contribute. That report and that approval of that report has in the last few years, and again this year, occurred shortly after we adopted our tentative budget. So I do want to note that number, that 3.4 million retirement contribution number, could change depending upon the outcome of that.
And what has the pattern and history of that been? Typically, does the board approve the level that the actuary has projected, or does it typically go up?
I believe that the board typically approves what the actuary recommends, but there have been a couple of occasions in the past where the actuaries provided alternative recommendations.
New information when you come to the end of the year?
Yeah, or they might say, if you calculate it this way, it's 36%. If you calculate it that way, it's 37%, and provide the board an option to choose.
And last year that happened, correct, where because of just the timing of when those reports come in, their tentative budget had been approved, and then we had to make an adjustment in the final budget that was approved in December.
That's right.
And it was an increase.
It's very rarely
an increase.
That was sort of the point.
On average, just to give you a sense, on average, the retirement contribution by the tollway in 2012 represents about 36% of payroll, of pay. In 2013, we're projecting the average to be about 38%. And by the second half of next year, close to 40%. It's lower in the first half.
And this is Director Peterson points out, it's without any General Assembly activity, and they have been talking about some changes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I said 38. It goes from 36 to 39 on average. And right, without any changes. How does that operating budget grade break down by major account? The operating budget shows relatively modest increase in salary and wages, although there are some additional salary and wage costs that will be accommodated in the capital program because we have additional staff that will be fully dedicated to the Move Illinois program because it's doubling in size. As you can see, the retirement costs, FICA, which is Social Security and retirement, increased $3.4 million. That's essentially entirely retirement increases. Group health insurance represents about a 6% growth in costs for those that are included in the Tollways Health Plan. We also have employees in which we have a contractual arrangement with the Teamsters to make payments to their fund, which the increase, we have essentially a flat rate that we will pay next year as well as this year. The contractual services increased $7.1 million, but $5.2 million of that increase is the reclassification from other capital accounts that we discussed a moment ago. Parts and fuel is another increase of about $900,000. That represents our best estimate of fuel prices now, an expectation that we will increase the use of E85 fuel, and some additional needs for parts for aging camera and ITS equipment that we put in a few years ago.
Excuse me, a question on consultant services and the credit card fees. I thought I read the executive summary that it decreased by about $1 million. Those fees are about $16.5 million, you know, 17.5 last year. Was that a result of, but I think you mentioned a result of our negotiation with American Express or the processing fee
right.
negotiation?
It's in part due to that renegotiation with American Express on the rate, the interchange rate they're charging, and our ability to kind of piggyback on the Treasurer's contract. We work with the Treasurer and the American Express to access a lower interchange rate for American Express.
Thanks.
And the other significant increase in maintenance and operations is equipment and system maintenance, about $2 million. This is largely in support of the disaster recovery system that was implemented in support of our toll collection system. With the implementation of the disaster recovery system, we have additional software licensing costs, as well as maintenance costs associated with that system. Headcount in this budget remains flat in 2013, actually down 3. Does represent elimination of some vacancies in toll collection and some additional staff in engineering, as we mentioned, that will be helping support the Move Illinois program. But generally flat from this year at about 1,595. With respect to the debt service requirements, the tollway currently has debt outstanding, or will have after we make the principal payment January 1, of about $3.9 billion. In this budget, we would anticipate issuing as much as $1 billion of new debt. That debt would help support the Move Illinois costs in 2013 and some of the Move Illinois costs in 2014. Debt service transfers, as we showed earlier, is about $317 million. That breaks down $229 million for interest expense, $92 million for principal due at the end of 2013, $10.9 million in credit enhancement costs. These are the fees that we pay for example, for the standby bond purchase agreement, that we're asking for an extension today, as well as a number of other agreements similar to that. And then those costs are offset by a subsidy we received from the federal government for Build America bonds that we issued several years ago. There's a rebate on interest that the federal government provided during that kind of economic and financial crisis in 2009.
So, I'm sorry, just to amplify a little bit on the $1 billion, one of the things that we had talked about with the financial managers, and we'll come back to with the board to discuss, is whether that's $1 billion at one time or whether we spread it out over a period of time. So I just want to make sure everybody understands that that is also another decision that we'll get a recommendation from staff on, and the board will have to be thinking about.
Thank you. One of the important rating parameters, one of the parameters that we used in developing our financing plan, was that over time we would continue to maintain a debt service coverage ratio that was equal to or near 2x coverage. As we're starting off in the program, we do have coverage ratios that are a little better than that, three times this year. With the issuance of the new debt in 2013, that coverage ratio is anticipated to be about 2.3 times next year.
And that tracks with our plan, correct? We never anticipated that we would maintain that three times or higher coverage. It was always anticipated closer to 2x, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, our experience and discussion with the rating agencies is that that's a nice, comfortable place for us to be at 2x. Not thinking about the New York Times article this morning about Illinois and the report of Volcker and Ravitch, which lumped Illinois under one big flash cloud. But the 2x is something that the rating agencies are very comfortable with.
And I'd like to turn it over to Kathy to talk about capital program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this slide is a summary of our capital program. It represents a capital budget by corridor for both the CRP and Move Illinois. It shows our current budget projected expenditures for 2012 and our 2013 budget request. So as you can see, our total capital program budget for 2012 is $592 million. Our estimated expenditures for 2012 for the total program is $419 million, and our total budget request for 2013 is $922 million, again, double our estimated expenditures for 2012. As you can see, we expect to spend $703 million on our existing system needs. $169 million will be spent on system expansion, and we expect to spend $50 million on other capital projects. This is where the reclassification was made that Mike mentioned earlier in the presentation from capital to operating. So the next few slides will highlight some of the projects by corridor.
Kathy, just one question.
Sure.
We all know we experienced some delay on the actual expenditure side this year because of the when we look at the 591 compared to the 418.
That's correct.
Is the 922 calibrated to reflect the same pace that we had this year, or are we optimistic that we can, and maybe this is the question of Paul, I don't know, or are we optimistic that we can pick up the pace a little bit next year?
We feel better about next year because we got a lot of our foundational contracts on board now, and all the designers are on board. And they completed the advance work, which went out for advertising earlier, maybe last month. I know they're working on 990 right now on the advance work. So all of our projects are on schedule to advertise in November. So we feel good about, you know, us increasing our numbers for next year because we've already started.
So you think the 922 is not overly optimistic?
No.
But it's definitely aggressive.
Yeah, so on top of it. Yeah, the question for you on the 2012 estimated expenditures, is that 9 months or 12? That's what you estimated for 12 months?
That's estimated for 12 months.
So then you don't have an actual for the 9 months so far, three quarters?
We will have that for you next month.
Go ahead.
So the next few slides highlight some of the key capital projects for 2013. Again, we expect to, we've got budgeted $415 million for the Jane Addams. This is to rebuild and widen from Elgin Plaza to Rockford. This work will also incorporate bridge repair and the reconstruction of the Lee Street interchange. $37 million is budgeted for the Tri-State for the completion of roadway resurfacing and bridge and ramp repairs from 95th to Balmoral. It also includes $6 million for the relocation of and restoration of Dixie Creek, which is scheduled to be completed by the end of 2013 for the new I-294-57 interchange project. Again, $6 million budgeted for the Reagan Memorial for rehabilitation and repair of pavement and bridges. Between Route 251 and Illinois Route 56, and $23 million for pavement and lighting repairs on the veterans. We have $169 million budgeted for system expansion needs. This includes construction of a new interchange at I-294, I-57, where no interchange currently exists. A total of $73 million is budgeted for this project. We have $96 million budgeted for the Elgin O'Hara Western Access.
Can you, Kathy, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you explain the difference between the $73 million, 294.57, and 66?